Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
It's game day with the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour. It's time to get ready for all the color and excitement of high school football. On campus with Whirlpool Careers, the Iowa National Guard, and more. Now, knee-deep in high school football frenzy, here are your hosts, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour, coming your way from Jefferson High School here for this sunny, warm, humid, windy Thursday afternoon. But we're going to have the Tailgate Tour presented by Whirlpool Careers, and we're going to have a football game, albeit a little bit earlier on tonight. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you here on the campus of Jefferson High School, just outside the gym doors here on the south side of the building. Thanks to Whirlpool Careers, our presenting sponsor, as well as Iowa National Guard, Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream, Prince Albert Tuxedos and Suits, Unity Point Health Community CPR Team, Marcus Theaters, Nevermore, the Fifth Realm Haunt at Lindale Mall, U.S. Army, Community Crisis Center, and Food Bank, formerly the Crisis Center, and us at KGYM. And a little bit of an audible today, Mark. Good afternoon.
A little bit.
A lot of an audible for Chris Deem, for Chris Busing, for Scott Unash, for Mark Dukes, for Jeff Downing, for other people, for referees, for everybody. With the football game tonight has been moved up to a 5 o'clock start for the varsity out at Kingston Stadium. We'll have the game for you on the North Gym, 107.5 FM, coming your way about 4:55. We'll kick things off with the pregame and go right into the kickoff here today. And yeah, everybody's kind of scrambling today with the weather allegedly moving in later on in the early evening hours.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts, and somehow you just have to be adjustable. And I know Chris Deem, athletic director, Chris Busing, football coach, and so many others have had to adapt, but it is what it is. And the call has been made, and we're going to play football at 5 o'clock.
We are, and we are very happy to have football coach Chris Busing joining us here. And grab the microphone, Chris, and hey, it's just another challenge, right, to move things around, the puzzle pieces and whatnot for a 5 o'clock start instead of a 7:20 start tonight, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I just roll with the punches, I guess, on a day like this, and everybody's in the same boat, and you just, at the end of the day, if you got a chance to maybe only get one game in, let's make it the varsity game, and that's what we want to do. So I know Paul James, I'm sure, feels the same way, and I kind of like it this way, to be honest with you. We're not waiting around. We get to get out and go play a football game, and let's go do it. The team should be ready by now and get out there and play football.
So. Yeah, all the hay should be in the barn, so to speak.
Right.
But what does the two-hour difference thereabouts mean for you in terms of what you do before game time?
Yeah, so typically we'd give kids a little more time off, and they'd probably come back in just as the start of the varsity kids, as the start of the sophomore game starts. They're on a home night, they're getting into the locker room, and then we have a team meeting about 15 minutes after that where we walk through, go over our depth one more time, any last points or things to think about, get everybody kind of focused on the same page. And the cool tradition about Jefferson is we march down to Kingston with the drum line, going down to the stadium, so some walking distance for us, and that happens at 5:45 for us on a normal night. So tonight, all that's getting speeded up. Some of my kids are just going to be getting out of classes, running home quick, getting back here at 3:30 when I asked them to get back. We'll be pretty much just getting dressed. We don't have a time to go through a formal walkthrough, and then we'll get down to the stadium at 4. Drumline, I don't know yet. Some of those details just get, left out, and we'll see if they're there, and then 4:28, we're going to start warming up to play a game at 5 o'clock. So,
ready or not. And coming off a win last week, felt good against a really good Muscatine team that had a lot of high hopes coming into the season. They've got a terrific running back, and you guys had a very fine second half.
Yeah, their running back is something else. And it was really cool after the game. I was proud of our kids. They went over, and he was sitting on the bench because he was a little banged up, and our kids – each one of them said something to him and congratulated him, and I was pleased to see that, and I wish him well, and hopefully I don't have to see him again for a long time. But it was a good game, and kind of stalemated the first half. And I was pretty pleased that our kids came back out with good energy and good effort and finished the game. And we were able to luck fortunate enough to be able to come away with it. So
your opener was against Kennedy, a 21-10 loss. But I'm curious what your impressions were of that game and what message you took to your team, knowing eight games were ahead of you.
Yeah, I guess no one on our side went into that game was going to be happy about anything less than a victory. And I know, you know, it's maybe a little different looking at things from the outside in, but I think that was the right approach, and I think that's really how the kids felt, even though we did take some good things out of that game. And I appreciate that they felt that way. But I do feel like I like playing a game like that early because it motivates your kids in, you know, all through those two-a-days, all through those summer. You're getting ready for that inner-city rival game, whether it's number 10 or not. It's a motivating factor, and that, I think, helped us to be in a good spot with our team on day one or for the first game. So.
And another Metro game tonight, another Metro foe, that one of those mall games, if you will, and with Linmar.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been kind of back and forth with us in recent history with Linmar, and we know they're going to be a good game, and I hope to see, you know, our energy level matched from what it was in week one, if not better, and I think they'll be ready for us as well. It's a big game for both squads. So,
a lot of positives for your team, but Scott and I were talking earlier today about your punter slash kicker. What a weapon, Chris.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're looking at something that's been consistently strong in both games, I'm really most pleased with our special teams play. And I think last week's game in the first week, but last week's game, it really allowed us to take control of that game. Field position, being able to execute field goals from long distances, execute kickoffs, execute punts. Jacob Cross has been doing a fantastic job. He's got a big leg, and the consistency at which he's executing on Friday nights is really pleasing. And, you know, our kids, we tell them, look, our best players are going to play special teams. And they bought into that, and it showed. And I think that's been a big thing for us, first two, and I hope it continues.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's such a big weapon, special teams especially, a big part of the game. But when you can, especially in high school ball, when you can get within 45 and get points, that's pretty special.
Yeah, that's not something most teams count on, and I think, you know, they were down there a couple times last week and couldn't come away with anything, and so we're pleased to have that, and thank goodness Jacob's doing a good job of executing that area. So,
yeah, doing a good job. And before we let you go, we mentioned the uniqueness of the schedule this year. You only leave town once. You see Kingston a whole lot. You go to Prairie once, and you make the short trip to Waterloo. So you couldn't pencil in a better schedule as far as at least the geographic part of it is concerned.
Yeah, I love this schedule. If I could, you know, last year was a little rough. We had a lot of traveling at the end of the year. Went to Dubuque twice, but if I could just repeat this, maybe work that out with the state, and we could go play seven games at Kingston Stadium every year. Boy, I sure would love that. But yeah, it's special. It's nice for our fans. And again, rain's coming in tonight, but it's homecoming here at Jefferson. Hopefully, a lot of people get in here to see it and you know, enjoy this atmosphere. It's a cool place to play. I wouldn't want any other stadium for a home stadium than Kingston Stadium.
Real quick, Chris, what's the key to tonight's game, or keys? How do you want to see your team take a step forward and get a victory?
Well, I just love to see us play fast from the beginning, and I thought it took us a while last week. So there's a week where we started fast or played at a high level and maybe had a blink in there in week one. And last week, I think we blinked for maybe the start of the game and kind of woke up. And I just love to see our team consistently play 48 minutes. We talk about that's what Jayhawk football should be always about, is playing as hard as we can for 48 minutes. And if we do that, then I think good things can happen. We know we got a great opponent tonight, and wish them the best of luck, and may the best team win.
All right, Chris, we'll let you get down and get ready for the early start, and we'll see you at the stadium.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you. Hopefully, have a good night.
All right, Chris Busing, the head football coach at Jefferson. And we're going to turn things over from Chris to another Chris. Chris Deem, the activities director here at Jefferson High School. And, yeah, he has had a You got, what did you say, 85 emails you haven't even checked yet. So if you have not heard from Chris out there, it's because he's had a lot on his plate today.
Yeah, I don't know if it's for sure 85, but I just know before I walked out here, I just looked, and there's a lot of unread messages. So, like I said, I've checked to make sure officials and game clock and announcers and all the important things for tonight are good to go. And yeah, a thing like this takes a little bit of time to get everything reorganized.
Walk us through your day a little bit, Chris, because you had to have a drop-down time. You had to make a decision, and was that your sole decision or in conjunction with a lot of people?
Well, a lot of people. Actually started last night. We had our spaghetti dinner up here. Our band put that on as a fundraiser after the parade, and I got a phone call from the Linmar AD, and we just started talking, you know, what are different scenarios. Knowing that Saturday's tough, this thing called the Iowa State football game, you know, as far as people who have plans to be there and all that stuff, kids, coaches, parents, and Kennedy and Valley tomorrow night in the stadium, you know, what do we do? What's the contingency? So I started then talking to coaches and the other school, and just spilled over into this morning. So, you know, I'm one of those guys, I don't like to jump too soon, so I like to watch the weather there at 11 or noon and kind of make plans from there. So it's kind of an all-morning thing, and seeing which weather forecaster was going to change their forecast first or the most or whatever. So,
well, it's homecoming, so and then you got that thrown in there too with the dance tomorrow night.
Yeah, I didn't even mention that, talking to band directors, homecoming people. When are we going to have coronation, the dances tomorrow night? So you get all those people together. It's hard to get them all together in the same room, which is the other challenge. So we just, you communicate with everybody and make what you hope is the best plan for kids.
No homecoming ceremony tonight?
Nope, coronation will be tomorrow before the dance. We have that in the new gym. The dance is in the old gym, so that gives us a little barrier there, and that kids can go into the dance and have fun.
Yeah. Well, fall is underway. Football off to a 1-1 start, but you got cross country going, you got swimming going, volleyball coming off of two very successful seasons, so a lot of things going on.
Yeah, it seems like it got kind of going all at once this year different. I don't know if it's the late start that we kind of felt like we had to the school year opposed to other years or what, but it kind of hit there the beginning of August and just took right off. So it's been a fun, busy fall so far.
One thing we didn't talk about in regards to tonight is the sophomore game. It will not be played tonight, but the plans are?
Plans are tomorrow at 2:30 at Kingston. So we'll play that and then get out of the way of the Kennedy Valley game. So we don't want to disrupt that game too much since Valley's coming across the state. We didn't want to push them late and wanted to respect Kennedy's home game because obviously it's their home stadium too.
So. And you're out of school Friday afternoons anyway, right?
Yeah, we get out at 1:30. Yeah. So so that kind of helps.
It all works out, we hope,
yeah.
With one big bow on it.
Yeah.
Also, should talk about, you know, it's not only athletics, but also fine arts. You got the Band of Blue, of course, back out there and rolling strong.
Yeah, Band of Blue, and I even know Westside Delegation has been putting in time, practicing, getting ready for this winter and spring. So I got them. Theater just had a meeting the other day for that group of kids. We just named a new head speech coach, so that's going. You name it, it's going. If you saw our parade last night, I don't know how many floats we had, but see all the students in the different organizations. It's pretty neat.
I know you had an AD meeting yesterday or the day before. Anything blowing in the wind in that regard in high school athletics?
They talked a little bit about classification. You know, there's a classification committee that they've convened. They'll meet, I think, in October. Their first meeting. I'm not on that committee, but they made it very adamant that they're looking at classifications across all sports, not just one sport here or there. When they look and make decisions, it's going to be based on changes for all sports. So those are the changes there. There's also big talk of creating a dead week at the end of the summer, meaning that school buildings are closed, no contact with the coaches, kids, can't be in the facilities, all that stuff.
And you can go out on family vacation if you choose to. Huh? Yeah.
Go on a family vacation and hopefully not get phone calls. That would be the key.
That would be the key. Tourist attractions across Iowa and the Midwest are pushing for that.
That's right.
As we speak. Well, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you out at the stadium. And wanted to hand this from all our sponsors and all of us at KGYM. Not this Dukes fella in front of us. Want to thank you for hosting us and hosting us not only for the tailgate but for the football games. And then when we come out here for basketball, always, always fun to come to the West Side.
Yeah, always great to have you. Thanks a lot.
All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. Have more from Jefferson and the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour right after this here on KGYM.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes.
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes.
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the Back to School Maintenance Special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
This is the Gym's Alex Kuhn, and I'll be broadcasting live Saturday at Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge. I'll be there helping you gear up for the Hawkeyes' first away game of the season. From noon until the kickoff at 3, hang out with me, do some indoor tailgating, and learn more about sports betting in Iowa. Then stick around and watch the game. Get ready to cheer on the black and gold Saturday at Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And now a word from Andrew's boss, Dave.
Thank you, and may I say, what a beautiful service. My favorite Andrew memory was when he came in to interview. He told me he got a bachelor's in whatever accountants get, and I figured some of his college buddies might be here who got the same thing and need a job. Wow.
I think you should leave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Get ready, Liberty High. The Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour is coming tomorrow to get you pumped up for the game. Whirlpool Careers, Iowa National Guard, and area businesses will be there too.
The Packers and Vikings, they go head-to-head in a critical early-season showdown at Lambeau Field.
Sunday at 11 o'clock here on The Gym, 1600 AM, KGYM.
We are back at Jefferson, the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour here on this Thursday here on KGYM. Going to be down tomorrow. They're going to have a tailgate down at Liberty before the Liberty-Washington-Iowa game. And the Liberty kids will have that tomorrow, and that will be as soon as school gets out. Again, in case you missed it, football game tonight has been moved up from 7 o'clock to 5 o'clock for the start time. No sophomore game. That will be played tomorrow beginning at 2:30 out of Kingston Stadium. We'll be on the air on 107.5 FM tonight at about 4:55 this evening. And, Mark, they're all supposed to have cross country today.
Yeah, our next guest has had to scramble a little bit too.
Yep, Coach Hill will be joining us here, and cross country coach at Jefferson. And doggone it, 2 years in a row the Cedar Rapids Invitational has been wiped out, isn't it?
2 years in a row due to the rain and the storms. If you look at the radar, it's a big block of red coming at us, so we didn't know if we could get it in early or not. But yeah, so we're scrambling to find a meet to get in and get the kids running.
This particular meet's canceled, not postponed, right?
This meet is canceled, yes. Okay.
It's too bad because the kids love running at Knoll Ridge.
They do. It is like a track. It is fast and flat. We particularly get a lot of fast times, a lot of personal records. The girls like coming out of that race feeling ready for the second half of the season.
They do. And how about the team this year? What's it look like? How's the start been?
We are small but mighty. We are led by our senior, Rachel Nagel, who is dropping time every meet, working hard, does not let a practice go by without feeling accomplished. She keeps telling me that this is her season, and as a coach, I love hearing that. Then we are led pretty young after that. We've got some sophomores, juniors, Hannah Hager, whom big basketball stud, but is running hard. Couple practices. She's running with Rachel. So I'm excited to see what the rest of the season looks for her. And then our two freshmen, Bella and Megan, whom are just killing it on the course, coming out of nowhere, which is really fun.
How about the first meets? What's that looked like? And then what you got coming up? And that, you mentioned you're going to try to find something.
Yes. First meets have been pretty darn good. We started out at Hillcrest Academy, previously known as Iowa Mennonite. Got second to Iowa City, and we ran hard. Our motto was go chase the red, and that's what they did. Every red that they got, they knew was a point, and they sprinted hard to the finish. Second meet was at Linmar, which was little bit better of weather, not as hot, and they had really good races. A lot of people to race with, and finished hard. Rachel had her season PR there, and only looking to get faster.
Sarah, I wonder what your training methods are like up here high on the hill. Do you run a lot of streets? Do you run what do you do?
We train on both. We do a lot of grass running, just because that's where our races are. Mm-hmm. We try to get to parks. Sac and Fox is one of our favorites, but we get enough road running in the summer that the girls are ready to get off, get on the sidewalk or onto the grass, off the sidewalks, get onto the gravel. Soft structures, things like that for their legs. We do a lot of hills. One thing that's great is that our backyard is a hill, so every day...
I'm familiar with it.
Yes. Every day, if we're going down, we got to come back up.
That's a good motto right there.
That's right.
Keeps everybody going. Well, we wish you the best of luck in finding a meet.
Thank you so much.
And best of luck to the Jayhawks the rest of the year.
Thanks.
All right. Coach Hilby there, and we're going to go talk some basketball now with brand-new Jayhawk basketball coach, Chris Beckner, joining us. First time I get to meet Chris, shake his hand, and welcome him here to Cedar Rapids. And that's the good part. Now we got to tell him how really, really tough this conference is.
I'm pretty sure Chris knows. He's done his homework.
Well, Chris, great to have you here at Jefferson, and great to have you in Cedar Rapids.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here, and yes, I've researched it, and I've heard a lot about the conference, and so I'm excited to get in and see what it's all about. You know, first time over here and everything, but yeah, we're excited to get going, and you know, hope for a great night of football here. See how far we can get the game in with the weather that's coming in, but a great time to be a Jayhawk, no doubt about it.
Tell folks about your background, Chris.
Coming over from T, South Dakota, so a little town outside of Sioux Falls, and was a middle school principal there for 14 years and was an assistant on the girls basketball side and then the boys basketball side, and then the last 8 years I was there, I was the head boys basketball coach over there. So we had a pretty good run of some teams that went through, and so we're just, you know, hoping to bring a lot of that over here and see if we can't generate some excitement and you know, get a winning brand going.
Some awful weather over there, as you know.
Yeah,
hopefully
yeah.
Everybody over there was okay.
Yeah, and well, you inherit a team that is quick, that can get up and down the court, athletic, very fun to watch. I didn't say tall in there, so that's probably going to be the MO for the Jayhawks again this year.
You know, in the 8 years that I coached in South Dakota, I never had a kid over 6'5", so this is what I'm used to. So yeah, you know, we aren't going to be a tall team by any stretch there, and I mean stretch. And like you said, we'll be a quick team. Probably pretty perimeter oriented to start out, and so for us going in, it's certainly trying to for the guys to get used to the system and everything that I want to bring in, but I want to play to our strengths and play to what we can use right away at the beginning of the year. And so a lot of that will be what they've done in the past in terms of kind of the style of play, but we'll be probably a little bit more ball screen. It's what I'm used to and what we've done in the past, so we'll look to still be up tempo with it all and try and use as much of the court as we can and space teams out and see if we can't use our athleticism and skill sets to get baskets. And honestly, we need to get a couple wins early in the season to get some confidence going and for the guys to believe in what we're doing. And so we'll rely on that experience that's coming back. But we'll be tested early. And certainly, like you said, the conference it'll show early on, when we've got Washington, I think, game three. So first test there.
Probably take some getting used to, the players with you and you with the players. And I'm sure that started this summer.
Yeah, I was able to get over here early enough in June to make most of the open gyms and the Kennedy League with our freshman and sophomore teams. And those two teams had good showing. So I was able to get over here early enough and at least meet the guys and start building that relationship with them and getting the culture and everything going. So that was exciting. I was happy for that opportunity. And certainly now we've been running open gyms here already. The guys have been itching to get in the gym. So, again, it's just an exciting time to be over here and get things going.
No shot clock, though.
That's a little bit of a change coming over. When we got the
wait till you see a few of the games.
Yeah, it's something that we'll have to get used to. But I can certainly say in the years that we had it over there in South Dakota, we really enjoyed the game. I mean, it certainly kept the flow going, and you didn't see scores of 30 to 35 or anything like that. And certainly from a coaching standpoint, it changed how you would coach at the end of possessions and the end of the shot clock and the end of games and things. And, we'll just have to make that adjustment, as a coach coming over. But I don't know if it'll maybe make that big of a deal. I saw some of the scores last year, so it wasn't like they were playing slow tempo and they weren't getting up and down the court and teams weren't getting shots off. But certainly at end of games, it'll make a difference.
The schedule is very conference heavy. What does the rest of it look like for you?
We'll go to Clinton. We'll have Davenport North. Those will be our first two games. We'll still be in the Wells Fargo shootout. I think that is still the way it looks, Oskaloosa again, and then you're pretty much all conference from there. So, I think we'll be tested early, and for us, it's finding our way through everything. Like you said, new coach, kids getting used to a new system, but everything that I've seen from them up until this point, I mean, they're eager to get in there, they're eager to get going, and they just want to compete, play hard, and have some fun their senior year for those that are seniors. And we've got a sophomore class that is extremely talented. I've got a freshman class that I'm really excited about. So the future for Jayhawk basketball, too, really looks good from what I've been able to see.
Yeah, you put your staff together then? That all ready to go?
Yep, the staff was pretty much everybody.
Okay.
Coming back, we had to replace one coach. So the staff-wise, that's been fine, and we've met, and we've got things in place for the season. So with a new coach coming in, but not a lot of turnover with the other staff, I think for the guys, there's some consistency there then in that. So I think we'll be fine there. Again, just for them to get used to how I want to do things. And I don't think there'll be much there, honestly, because a lot of that I've already talked through with them through our summers and with what we've been able to do there. So I think once we get going with the season and everything, it's you put the ball in the basket, you defend on the other end of the floor, make your shots, and hope you play well enough to get wins.
There you go. And we'll see how it all plays out all right. Coming up in a few weeks here down the road, but it'll be here before you know it. And Chris, good to meet you.
Thank you.
See you this winter, I'm sure, many, many times.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Chris Fechner, the new boys basketball coach here at Jefferson. We'll take a break, come back, and have more on the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour live from Jefferson High School as we get ready for the Jayhawks and the Lions of Linmar coming up tonight. Again, earlier start at 5 o'clock. We'll have it on 107.5 FM. Back with more after this.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Join me, the Gym's Alex Kuhn, broadcasting live Saturday before the Hawkeye game at Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort inside the Draft Day Lounge.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. It could be something serious or maybe something simple. So knowing the likely issue can save you a lot of time and money down the road. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com. Restrictions and details apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee. So he went to ZipRecruiter, posted his job, and found the best person for the role in just a few days. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back with you, Jefferson, the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour coming your way for this Thursday as we get ready for Jeff and Lindmar football tonight. Again, it has been moved up to a 5 o'clock start. We'll have it on 107.5 FM coming your way just ahead of 5 o'clock here for a Thursday. And going to talk volleyball now with Amy Norton joining us, the co-head coach. Where's Will?
He's inside practicing.
Did you get the short straw, or how did this work?
Yes.
Paper.
He gave me the nod, which meant
rock, paper,
you go out
scissors.
There, I'll stay in
things
here.
Like that?
Yeah.
You don't ever have to worry about the weather.
No. Not usually, which is nice, unless it's so hot that, yeah, we're blessed with the air conditioning in our gym. We've been places that doesn't have it, and it takes a toll.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, the last 2 years have been fantastic, and that's the good news. Not so good news. A lot of those folks walked across the stage last spring, and you got a lot of new faces this year, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a couple returners. Cassidy Beauchesne and Allie Krause are returning for us as two, a DS and an outside. We have some faces that people haven't seen, but they are pretty talented. They just, you know, didn't get their time to shine, and so we have some pieces there for sure.
Well, they had to practice against those people last year.
Yes. Yep, that helped kind of pick up the speed of their game and, you know, kind of showed them this is what it's going to take. And those girls left a good legacy for us, so that's kind of what we're going on. But we told them they have to kind of become their own team. Every team is a new team, and they got to kind of figure out their identity, which they're coming along with. So.
Well, most recently, Amy, you got a victory over Iowa City West.
Yep.
What's the rest of the season been like?
We had 2 weeks ago a tough 5-set match with Kennedy. Our fourth set, we battled off a couple match points. It went 32-30, and we ended up pulling out the fifth set. So that was a good confidence builder. Kennedy's a great team. So that was a long night for both teams out. that second week in the MVC. So it was a good test for both teams, and both are going to keep improving. Good. So, yeah.
How about the Saturdays?
We have been to Ankeny Centennial, where we faced a really tough pool, played some good matches, got to kind of see what the CIML has. We'll head back there again Saturday to Southeast Polk, so we'll see some of those Central Iowa teams and just kind of get to see what's out there, and hopefully we're ready to go. So that's what we said. We just got to be ready to play, got to keep improving. Is kind of the message right now.
We're talking to Teresa Bear out at Linmar last week, and she made the comment, it's, you know, there's no 5A ranked teams from the metro area, but all you guys have lost players.
Yeah.
So it's a whole new experience for everybody.
I would say the whole state of Iowa in general, everyone lost
Not
a
Cedar
lot.
Cedar Falls.
No, Cedar Falls kept most of theirs, but the amount of girls that have moved on to that next level this past year is going to kind of make a difference. And so it's interesting to see other teams and kind of what their new identity will be, because there's a lot of people that graduated a lot. So,
yeah. Did you see kind of residuals from the last couple of years of all the success, big crowds that you've had in here, the numbers, especially maybe at the lower levels that aren't even here at Jefferson yet, maybe have picked up with the success of Jayhawk volleyball?
Yeah, we had, like, in our youth camp this summer, I would say we probably had record numbers. We usually try and run the smaller girls and the bigger girls at the same time in both gyms, and we had two packed gyms, so it's been nice to see. And then we have our youth night coming up next week, actually, against Linmar, so it's fun to see those little girls wanting to be here for Jayhawk volleyball. We have a strong tradition in other sports, and so it's been fun to see kind of that growing for us too.
How much do you how do you divide duties with Will, and how much do you disagree?
Behind closed doors or not? He does a lot of the practice planning, those kinds of things. You'll see him usually up acting as the head coach. One of us has to be designated during the match, so you usually see him up and around. I do a lot more of the communicating and those kinds of things, but decisions, you know, we talk about those as much as we can. Of course, as a husband-wife duo, there's always a few disagreements, but try and move on from those.
You never take it home, do you?
No, okay. Never. Nope. Not in our house.
I like that.
Dang it, Amy.
Oh, man. Why'd you do that? we could say, we'll see. Well, that could be a reality show. Who knows?
Well, it's worked out really well.
Right. It has. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. We've kind of been able to make it work, and I don't think we would be able to make it work without having the other. There's just so much more that goes on, that, you know, in the program than you see just on game night. Yeah. So.
Yeah. You got the big West Side Invitational, a little different look to the West Side Invitational coming up down the road, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Some of the team, it's all the same teams coming back, but, you know, everyone's kind of coming back with a little bit different squads. So it's always great competition. So we'll see what this year brings. But, yeah, we'll be ready.
It's like a mini state tournament always.
It is, yeah.
And a lot of fun. And wouldn't mind getting back to the state tournament for the third year in a row, would you?
Absolutely. The girls are ready, and that's what we said. We're not going to be at our peak now.
You're not going to concede.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not at our peak now, and they know, you know, we really have to accept coaching and keep taking that stride forward each match, each practice. And they have the ability to get there. They just got to keep moving forward. So.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll let you get inside and see what Will has done. And
all, right.
All that, and you know, you can correct him.
Yep.
And
make sure
everything is pointed in the right direction. But thanks, Amy.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, and we go from volleyball, I think, to softball with Coach Kuba. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. And the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour continuing here at Jefferson, and Coach Mike Kuba joining us. No longer interim, Mike.
No longer interim. You know, thanks again for being here today, guys. So I know our students and staff look forward to this each time you guys come here and put this on and give them a chance to experience stuff that they may not be able to go to. So
we didn't bring the weather. So
well, hopefully it's going to hold off here, so which is nice.
In fact, I'm going to take a look at the radar as we speak.
Brian Irby wanted me to tell you, you have tough shoes to fill.
Well, he had pretty tough shoes to
fill, too. Yes, he did.
So I've got two sets of tracks that are pretty tough to fill right now. So it's obviously a pretty, you know, surreal moment in time for me, but just one of those things where, you know, I took about 3 weeks off after the season. Didn't know if it was something that I wanted to dive back into. But gosh darn it, these group of girls are just, you know, contagious. And they're just fun to be around. And they're gamers. And they love the game of softball. So that really helped me sway in my decision. And probably the first time in many years that I won't, you know, coach one of my daughters. So it's very fresh. It's very new with the group of girls that we have coming back. Just lots of neat, young, dynamic talent. You know, they're multi-positional players, and so it's going to be fun and exciting.
Yeah, it is. And like you said, you took a few weeks off, kind of sit back, kind of see if you wanted it, and obviously you caught the bug again.
Yeah.
And get ready and move on. 110%, you can't do that, but at least 100% as far as getting ready for next summer.
Right, and you know, it all starts right now. You know, we have our dad coaches in line, and so our girls have been practicing for about 2 weeks now, and we're in Williamsburg last weekend playing in a tournament with them, and this weekend we travel to, you know, Des Moines, and so they get a taste of, you know, we're moving some girls around and getting different looks, and so it's kind of a neat opportunity for me to sit back in the stands and watch it, you know, start right now. So, and then, you know, it kind of takes over during the wintertime. We have some service projects that, you know, we get our girls involved in and just to get used to being around one another. So, you know, being around them right now, so, and, you know, learning to have one, I guess, each other's back. So, you know, when the season starts getting long, that they're not at each other's back. So, so all that kind of culminates right now, and it's kind of fun to see things unfold.
Well, like always, Mike, you know, schools lose talented seniors, and they're off to college or whatever they're going to do, and you're no exception. How are you going to replace them?
You know, we're pretty fortunate. You know, you really don't – you hate to lose such a neat group of girls year after year here. But what's kind of nice, and we've always been fortunate – you know, it happened with Coach Niemeyer and Coach Irby, and you know, we have girls that are wanting, not just able and willing, but wanting to step in. And so when you have that type of mentality, you know, it gets to be contagious. And so just to see them, you know, for example, work right now, they're really getting after it, and they're very coachable, you know, right now, which is so nice to see.
Names you might not know now, but you will come summertime.
Yeah, you know, Kelsey Palmer, she'll be a third year starter for us, and she's a sophomore this year. So, you know, she kind of broke into our lineup 2 years ago as a DP, and broke into our playing lineup as our starting center fielder, you know, last year. Rihanna Briney will step into the catching role for us, you know, this year, or, you know, start out, you know, at least competing for it heavily. You know, Lily Wolf, returning starting second baseman for us, who is a sophomore. So just some nice, young, dynamic talent for us. And then we get the nice opportunity to fill in the gaps with other players. You know, Skylar Phelps, who was kind of a DP and starting first baseman for us. And so, you know, she's back in the lineup with us again. And it's really nice that when you get – there's some other girls that – text you when the season's over, you know, what can I do? How can I get better so I can maybe get some more playing time next year? Man, that just doesn't happen every day. So it's, you know, girls not only, you know, knowing that there's a spot open, but they're really wanting to work for it.
Not every sport will you get contributions from graduated eighth graders. And Jefferson has, and you have in recent years. What is it about softball? Is they get started so young and they develop so quickly?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I guess through the maturation process, unlike boys in baseball, you know, because we've been through that before. But, you know, as you know, the girls just develop, you know, a couple of years quicker. And you know, when you start earlier nowadays, you know, in the club realm, you know, gosh, I think we're starting at 8U now.
Mm.
And so, you know, when you have a junior Jayhawk team, you know, that's an 8U when things used to be the classic 10U, 12U, 14U. They get a chance to get, you know, exposed and get excited and you know, hopefully not burnt out. You know, we certainly don't like that to happen. But, you know, they get a taste of that, you know, sport at, I think, a little earlier stage of their life.
Yeah, and softball, it sounds like you could see some changes as far as scheduling is concerned. It sounds like I think it's inevitable it's going to be pushed, forward, back. You're going to have – it's going to come 1 week earlier, perhaps.
It is, yeah. You know, perhaps it is, and I think – some of us coaches have been privy to some of that information. I think you're going to see softball start on Monday, May 4th.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, you know, it's not a bad thing, but I think 3 weeks is a little too much, you know, to, I think, officially start, I guess, in my mind. But we can do some neat things of maybe having a varsity practice 3 days a week. We can have a 9-10 practice 1 week. We can have an eighth grade practice, you know, the other week or the other day of that week. So we can switch things around. Doesn't mean we all, you know, all levels have to start on that day and, you know, maybe play a team or two on that, you know, Saturday. So, so yeah, I think you're going to see that. You know, another change I think you're going to see down the pipeline is the pitching lane that's going to be put in just like college, you know, from the pitching rubber to the front of the circle. I think that's close to becoming kind of a done deal for us. So yeah, there's some things, and but that contact, I think that softball's been wanting it similar to what baseball has. You know, some realm of earlier contact with our kids, so we can start getting them ready.
Yeah.
Change in the head coaching position, but hopefully no changes in the concession stand.
No.
That renowned concession stand, don't they?
You know, world renowned.
You know, that's one thing. You know, my mother didn't raise a fool. So before I even put my name in the hat, you know, we kind of made sure we had some things put in place, and that was definitely one of them. Mark Fiala does a fantastic job for us. I can't tell you what year this is, maybe 26th, 27th year, and he just does one of the best jobs in the whole state and ironically was recognized by the state this past summer at the Senior All-Star Game. And he just I guess, and it's not just Mark. There's so many volunteers down there that really makes that big machine run, from the ticket takers to the concession stand workers to the dads that help on the diamonds preseason, you know, like in between doubleheaders, you know, weekend classics. So many parents step up, and that's what has been a nice tradition of this softball program.
Come for dinner and stay for the softball,
that's
right?
That's kind of, yeah, that's really what it is.
It is. It is. Well, Mike, we will talk to you again. Enjoy the football game tonight.
Gentlemen, thank you very much again for being here.
Mike Kuban, the softball coach here at Jefferson, and great to talk with him. We're going to take a final break. We'll come back. We have not forgotten about Bowling Night in America and the wrap-up, mainly because we bowled the Donners last night, and they would see to it that we must talk about what happened at Bowling Night in America last night. So we'll do that when we come back. It is Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour live from Jefferson. Back with more after this.
Pros, for more ways to save money, start with Lowe's. Because Lowe's offers everyday savings like Valspar 2000 Paint Plus Primer starting at $19.98 a gallon. Save even more during our Pro Bonus Days going on now through Friday, September 13th. Pick up brands like DeWalt, Little Giant, Aquasource, Lithonia, and more. Plus, get exclusive Pro savings when you use your Lowe's business credit account on eligible purchases made September 10th through the 12th. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply, U.S. only.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Get a floor that's 100% waterproof for life without sacrificing the style you want. The Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 designer colors, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully. And you can rest easy because it's waterproof. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving,
more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you here from Jefferson, wrapping things up on the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour. All the Z folks have left. Pizza's gone. Kids are all gone. So did Noah get some pizza?
No, I think Noah walked by here and was skipping his step, and he had one thing on his mind.
What's with the hair, man?
I don't know. He's grown his hair out, and... As long as it doesn't have any effect on football or academics, I guess I'm okay with it.
two Grand Dukeses here at Jefferson. You got a senior and a junior.
Yeah, Kaylee's a senior, and as people say, the time has gone by fast. And Noah's a junior playing football and a couple other sports, and I'm gonna enjoy watching it tonight.
Yeah. And as soon as the first raindrop hits, you're headed for the booth, aren't you?
Headed for the booth or headed for the vehicle and tune into 107.5.
Yep, we'll have it for you on 107.5 FM, probably about 4:53. We'll start just a little bit ahead of 5 o'clock, and we will have it again on 107.5 FM. Linmar and Jefferson tonight, Jayhawk homecoming. For 2019. They will not coronate the king and queen tonight, though. That will be held back until tomorrow night, just ahead of the dance. So, yeah, looking forward to this game tonight. A pair of 1-1 teams going at it. And really, it's a pivotal game for both clubs. 2-1 in this new RPI era of football is a heck of a lot better than 1-2.
It is indeed, and a loss isn't going to kill either team, but a win is going to propel that team to possibly a really good season. Both could still have a good season, but it's a pivotal game for Jefferson. Last week was a pivotal game against Muscatine, and the Jayhawks got it done. But Linmar's going to come over here, and whether it has its starting quarterback or not, they're going to be motivated.
That's going to be the question. Marcus Orr a little dinged up last week in the Kennedy game, and he did not play much of the fourth quarter, and we shall see if he will be ready to go or not coming up for the game here tonight. We had a game last night. It's called Bowling Night in America, and our wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl, not too far away from here on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, and as the wind picks up more and more here on the west side, as we make our way soon toward Kingston Stadium, radar looks okay around us for the moment, but there is stuff coming, and that's hence why we moved the football game up to 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I guess we'll just cross our fingers, and I know that's not in the coaches or players' mind. They're going to go out there and give it a go until they send them to the locker room, if that's the case.
Let's hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
Coach Kuba was here, and we mentioned the fact we're going to talk Bowling Night in America, and we bowled the Donner group last night. And he asked, did they bring in the ringer? Bring in Kaylee? You said, no, they didn't need to bring in Kaylee.
No, Kaylee Donner won the state bowling championship for girls last year in her first year of competitive bowling. And this is not a segregated league, the Evergreen League. At least up till now.
I'm not changing any rules again.
Yeah, it was a tough night for us. We got our clocks clean the first game out. Joel and Chase Donner and the Hyatts, and that team really put it to us first game. And, again, 30-point system. Pro bowling concepts got 18. We got 12 with a really good last game, but
Scott finally won a game.
Scott finally won a game in the individual matches, but a good group of guys to bowl against. I only saw him once last year, and We had a lot of fun.
We did. It was a great night. Always is at Bowling Night in America. And speaking of great nights, who had even better nights?
Ian Schragi with the high game 287 in the 705 series. Joel Donner, crafty left-hander who we bowled against. He talked some smack of me. He took $4 for me last night.
Yeah, he did. You were silly enough to place some sort of a wager.
Yeah, I didn't get enough pins, but that's my fault because I told him I'm no charity case. He offered, but I said no. Anyway, Joel Downer, 719. Justin Hansen also with a 700. Our own Rod Bruner, fourth high series last night, 695.
Former Jayhawk.
Indeed.
Former Jayhawk.
Those are all the Bruners.
All the Bruners, former Jayhawks. So, yeah, good night at Bowling Night in America last night. And they've got glow bowling, they've got open bowling, and all kinds of great activities out there at May City. And go ahead and inquire.
Indeed. Give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Our tablecloth cover is being thrown about here. That's where we're at as far as the weather is concerned. And we are going to have the football game tonight. It is going to start early. And the rain is starting to pop a little bit. It is moving to the north-northeast right now. But it is starting to develop a little bit more toward the Cedar Rapids area. So, boy, we're hoping that we're going to be able to get the game in tonight. Here's all my papers are trying to blow away, Mark. But if they're rest assured, if there is any lightning in the area, they will stop the game.
They will. And again, Scott's Call with John Haggerty will be on 107.5 FM tonight, and pregame a little before 5 o'clock, and then we get together with Jeff Lindmar Varsity.
Yeah, and the sophomore game is going to be played tomorrow, and that will be at 2:30. And that will be over at Kingston Stadium as well before we get into tomorrow night's activities. And we'll talk about this more coming up tomorrow, but it will be Kennedy and West Des Moines Valley coming up. And that is a game that everybody, I think, around here is really looking forward to.
Yeah, very interesting. I'm not sure. Well, it's been a while since the Central Iowa team has been over here to this part of the state.
Well, Waukee came last year to play Prairie.
At least at Kingston, anyway.
At Kingston, yeah. It's been, I believe, since the early 70s.
Yeah.
Since a Des Moines team has made the way.
We'll see how Kennedy measures up. One of the Metro's best.
Yeah, and that's what Brian White wanted to do. He wanted to put Valley on the schedule or a Central Iowa Metro team. That's exactly what he has done. So, like I said, we'll see. But we got Lindmar and Jefferson to go tonight, which should be a fun game. We'll see. Jefferson, not known this year so far to put a lot of points up, but they have been good points that they have put up and points when they have needed them. Lindmar a little bit more offensive oriented, but they've given up a lot of yards and some points this year. So
yeah, an interesting matchup, and we'll see how it plays out. The wind will be a factor, I can guarantee you that.
I can guarantee you the wind is going to be a factor coming up here this evening. All right, Mark, we'll talk to you in the studio
have
tomorrow.
Have a great call. Okay.
All right, we'll be on the air in about an hour on 107.5 FM. Hope you enjoyed it from the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour here at Jefferson.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm